time to look up and say hello and everything. Welcome to here to the club. It's very true. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I wanted to start out with a couple new things there. This is an old thing that has continued to mutate before my very eyes over the space of about 9 years. Recently, parts of it made their way into a movie called Zeisters, which once it surfaced on the screen became something that we all fervently hoped would disappear soon from the screen. And thought we had lucked out in that regard, and that somewhere in the southern hemisphere it had disappeared. But it was purchased by a company called Troma Productions, which is a name to conjure with, without a doubt. And they have retitled the movie Fat Boy Goes Nutsoid, aiming at a market, I think, that I can almost picture from that title. You know, Score by Leo Kottke. I have a way with my career that is pretty wild. This also has a fragment of something from the Rick and Bob Report, which was a comedy special that I wrote the music for. And it's just a very small fragment of it, in case anybody from the publishing company is here tonight. The Rick and Bob Report was a show dedicated to two people going around interviewing people from the lower end of the bell curve to see what they had to say about their life. And when they sat down to think who could write the music for something like that, they thought of me. Who did the score for Fat Boy Goes Nutsoid? Was that the redoubtable guy? Yes, that was him. Thank you. this next piece gives me a chance to inflict, to expose, to abjure, to ridicule a flaw that I've discovered in classical theory, which has occurred to me after only reading music for the last 6 months. I don't know why it's taken everybody else so much time to discover this, but because it's in the same key, the composers have claimed that you can use an interval like this and claim that it sounded just great. If you're in the key of what's it, there's sort of a seventh on top of something or other there. They're all in the key, but what they're trying to claim is that anything that's in the key will sound fine with anything else in the key at any time. I think is what they're trying to get away with. And when they were confronted with the argument that they were trying to get away with something, which is probably a confrontation that happened only in the nether regions of my own mind, they had some slimy excuse, some cowardly withdrawal. And proof enough is the compositions themselves, where they use these infernal passing notes, they're called, or passing tones. Boy, oh boy. Let's go to a Welsh burial tonight. I'll modulate at least. It's getting better though. There, that was. Koyaanis Scott's. Their usual stunt was to play this interval so fast that you didn't notice it went by. And I claim that since they work it into the piece so deftly at such a busy spot where you can't detect it, it's because they know it stinks, that it basically, this is a flaw in the theory, and it's one everybody's ignoring. It's the emperor's clothes. Well, I won't stand for it. Ta-ra, ta-ra. And I'll stop just before he commits his crime here, because you might miss it otherwise. And the interesting thing is that it's in this section here. No, I didn't hear anything. Excuse me. I must be going. Why, it's almost as. There's another one in this tune, which I am going to try and play. It's very hard to play, of course. And then, you know, if you had 2 days, you probably couldn't figure what the next note would be in that progression. Excuse me. That's another one. Hello. Okay. Could we D high middle the guitar a little bit on the DY? Well, maybe not that much. Several passing notes there. I wanted to throw them all in. I'd like to play another one of these sorts of pieces. I last heard this at my uncle's funeral a few years ago. Vern Soash was his name. And a guy that I never got to know particularly well, but who claimed on several occasions when we had a chance to talk to each other to live two lifetimes. Be now in his second lifetime. And when I went to his funeral, instead of having him back there in the funeral bier in an appropriate container with the mourners waiting to go in and so forth, he was out in the lobby of the funeral parlor on wheels out there, sort of at an angle to the wall like a sand ashtray by the elevator, with a crowd full of relatives standing around trying desperately to act as though there wasn't a dead body right in the middle of their midst, let alone somebody they knew. And then I thought about that for a long time. Nobody ever really came up with the answer to why he was out there. I've decided, given the nature of this tune, which was coming over the speakers in the parlor there, the tune being called Sleepers Awake in at least several translations from the German, that Vern was trying to set out on his third lifetime. And he didn't want to waste any time coming all the way back out of the chapel back there. Leave me out by the door with my friends all around. That's expecting too much of a piece of music. Somebody says, baby, what you doing? I've been wondering where you've been. Now and then I think about you and me. No use fighting about things we can't recall. 'Cause it don't matter now at all. Just come on in. Baby, we'll laugh and sing, and we'll make love, let the telephone ring. Ring, ring, doorbell ring, come on in, I got Mel Blanc on the radio. I'm glad you came around, I've been feeling down, talking to Tony and Mario. You know they make good conversation, still it ain't no consolation, 'cause I got love. Baby, I'll give you some, and if somebody comes, let the doorbell ring. Preacher band, let the wedding bells ring. Hand in hand, we'll stand upon the sand. Preacher band, let the wedding bells ring. see. Palm trees sway, don't get in the way. It's a tropical ease. And everywhere that I keep my sight, no sound returns to me. Just endless waves at the end of our days, the sighing of the sea. Yesterday's gone, I don't know where I come from, wonder where I'm going. The very last time that you saw me on, I thought it was understood that I'd be gone for a very long time. I'd be gone for good. And all that time, all the time, I thought you would never fall. It did not dawn across my mind the time that you lost it all. Sometimes I feel like a tiny island floating in the sea. And palm trees sway, don't get in the way. It's a tropical ease. And everywhere that I keep my silence, no sound returns to me. Endless waves and the love that you gave washing over me. But yesterday is gone. I don't know where I come from. Wonder where I'm going. Thank you. This is a tune that I wrote in an attempt to live up to my own attention span, more or less. I've always had the theory that people only listen to a few notes in a given tune anyhow, usually the chorus and usually about half of that, and that's what you really wait for, and once it's passed, you wait till, you know, hopefully another chorus will come around sometime. That's been, you know, that habit has been disparaged by musicologists, but I've found reason to take advantage of it and wrote a tune that is changeless from bar to bar. So it's as long as you want, for one thing. It's a very flexible piece of music. And I have to admit that I, in writing this thing according to plan, I succeeded beyond all my wildest dreams and created something so blandly hypnotic that I was soon the only person in the room getting off on the tune. Those are terrible situations where the performer's really having a great time and the audience can't understand why. And I think my plan was transparent. You could see behind the little flurry of notes, the same flurette of notes, a diminutive of notes, a gleet of notes. Anybody in here know what a gleet is? I'm not going to tell you. You can look it up. Depending on what dictionary you have, it either has one or two definitions. One is a discharge from a horse's nose, just to whet your appetite, and make you want to expand that vocabulary and fling words like gleet out into the next conversation. This tune, as a result, has been changed. I now modulate in a couple spots, and I change the time signature also. And that's a devastating move for somebody, at this point in my career, to start changing time signatures. 4/4 has been so good to me all these years. I don't know why I should start messing with it now. It really has, too. I can't get enough of it. It was a big problem that I had learning the guitar, because that was the first thing that I dreamed up on it, an E chord. And that was enough, right there. I mean, that is very seductive, and it had me flat for like weeks. And I remember the next chord I had was... A would have been much more productive, but... Oh, G. And immediately I knew that G was the correct key and E was just a sham. And between the two, I could, you know, match the weather, match my mood. Held me up for a long time. I better play this. It also has a pause in the middle so that I can look up and see if you're still with me or not. There may have been more than one reason for those passing notes. Up now, but no more than this. Thank you. Dwayne Allman and Dickie Betts a few years ago as a sort of improvisation one night. Familiar with a German impressionist poet named George Trakl? Yeah. Well, I'm going to give a lecture on him next set. I've found out a lot about this guy. He had a short life, but very anecdotal it was. It was extraordinary what this guy was up to. If you want to read him, he's been published by Logbridge Roads at some company in Durango, Colorado. Meanwhile, I'm going to play this. This is called Little Martha, which has convinced me that it's written for a tiny pig or a small child of some sort. Something, beloved and unbearably cute. It's a beautiful song. I really would like to know who or what Martha was. That's right. Sounds like the other one. If I had any guts, I'd try one more now, you know, instead of just those two. I could. Ooh. I'm I'm in trouble now. We're all in trouble. Thought that I wrote this tune. I believed this for like 6 months. This is like thinking I wrote the Star Spangled Banner. I don't know how I could have done this, but I thought I wrote this. something else that I haven't, well, it isn't on anything else I've done before. I'm trying to squeeze in some of the new stuff here. This was written by a guy named Richard Gilowitz, who started playing guitar because he saw me on the tube 12 years ago. And until then, he'd wanted to be Robert Plant. After me, he wanted to be Wood. And went out and got a guitar and started to play. And he drove one of the greater distances that I'm aware of that anybody's driven to one of my sets, from Birmingham in Alabama up to some northern sort of stain in Pennsylvania where I was working. And he got there for the last, you know, zilch of the last set, and so I said hello backstage, and he played a tune for me, and it stank. It was miserably inept, and I was really tempted to tell him that. It would be kind of nice once in a while just to, but I didn't, and as a result, he allows me now to play this tune, which is one of his that I can play, unlike the ones that are beyond everybody else. He calls this Echoing Wilderness, which is, his titles haven't changed as much as his songwriting has. It's the title stinks also. So I like to call this Echoing Gilowitz instead. I think it's more appropriate. Tension and release, tension and release. That's the whole thing. One feature before I get much further into this tune, where it would be ill-advised for me to keep talking, is this thing sounds like I'm playing, but I'm not, or nor is anyone else when I play this. They're playing. All the difference in the world, but it doesn't. I'm suddenly aware it doesn't sound like diddling. It took me 2 weeks to learn how to do this. Thank you. Take advantage of this inordinately long introduction here to thank you again for coming out tonight and to try and also try to talk and play at the same time, which is something I've always admired in these lounge acts. But I'm gonna have to stop now. For running outside and hiding with it. We'll be right back.
Thanks a lot. Come back for the next show. It's coming up here somewhere or other. Thank you very much. Yeah, well, thanks to Rory.